Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting sixth. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Murray. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron LaFleur. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Billingham. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Trammell steals third. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Revering moves to third. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Revering scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chalk moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson bunts towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Chalk moves to third. Picciolo moves to second. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy is walked intentionally. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Essien and he is out, Picciolo applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy who is chasing the ball. Kemp reaches third base with a triple. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a line drive towards third. Mankowski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mankowski for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kemp hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Underwood now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murphy strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Revering hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Essien and he is out, Chalk applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Page strikes out. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Edwards pinch runs for Dave Chalk. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Edwards steals second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Picciolo bunts towards the mound. Lopez juggles the ball. That's an error on Lopez. Edwards moves to third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Picciolo moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Parrish and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Picciolo scores. Henderson goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Murphy strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Revering is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Edwards now playing second base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaddy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Champ Summers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.